Joining us online now, Alex McKinnon and Tegan Power. It is National Carers Week, a very, very important time and a time to acknowledge the 2.7 million unpaid carers around this country who invest so many hours, billions and millions of hours of their time into caring for others. I'm glad to say that both Alex McKinnon and Tegan Power joins us on the line. G'day, Alex and Tegan.
Hi, Swatson. How are you going?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for your time. It's a big week and we should get it out there, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about showing your support and just asking them how they're going. I suppose when I got injured, it was you can be mistaken to think it was all about myself, and I suppose I did, but I suppose you get to a point where it not only affects the person who's got the injury or who's got the illness, it affects the support all around them, and that's what today and this week's about.
Very much so. Tegan, obviously, it's an interest that's very, very close to your heart, and obviously it can be rewarding as well.
Definitely. I think anyone in the situation that I have been put in just steps into it super, super easy because it's someone that you love and care about, and I think that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I'm in the situation, and until you're in the situation, I don't think you know about it, because I definitely didn't consider myself being a carer at such a young age. And it's interesting to know that there's about 30,000 young carers in Australia, which is crazy.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry, 300,000. I read that wrong. So, yeah, I think this week's just about showing your support for them and appreciating all the unpaid carers out there. And you can make like a free pledge of support at carersweek.com.au, because, you know, we just want to know that we're being acknowledged and that people do appreciate the work that we're doing.
Alex, you're a lucky man to have Tegan.
Oh. Yes, I know. I've known that for a long time.
Tegan, is he a pain sometimes?
Oh, I think all men are pain sometimes.
No doubt about that. Alex, I mean, you, in many ways, count your blessings. So, you know, that Tegan, her love for you has been absolutely unwavering.
Yeah, definitely. I think over the last few years, and we've created a great bond, and it's only strengthened. And I think that's also come through my understanding that she can't do everything and that there's boundaries and that if she can't do anything, I won't let her do stuff, that we get other people to do it. And it's all about making sure that she has a great balance in her life, and she's still only young and I'm only young, and she needs to go on a trip by herself or go with the girls or have time to relax and that type of stuff. And you need to make sure and acknowledge that it's not,
yes,
you can't just make her do everything. And as much as I'm sure she would jump in and do anything I'd ask her, I think. But it's really important to have them guidelines and boundaries and make sure that she's all right.
And Alex, you're still involved with the Newcastle Knights and even upping that involvement.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to be offered just a gig there in recruitment, just junior recruitment from around under 14s through to probably 20s and second tier. And I did a lot of that this year, and I'll start my role a bit more this year, a bit more in 2017 season. But I'm really enjoying it. I love the interaction with the families and the kids and that process. And it's something I'm really passionate about. I think that we're making a big difference up here in the region. And, I'm really looking forward to the next season and hopefully a few more wins by the night.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be nice, yes, wouldn't it? Alex, your rehab, mate, how are you tracking?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. It's a lot of people obviously asking me about that, and my response is I'm very grateful for to be able to still improve. There's a lot of people in my situation that don't improve.
Yes.
And, yes, the recovery is slow and there's small increments at each time, but, I'm just grateful that every time and all the time I put into my rehab that I do see results, and I have been. And I just got back from the Gold Coast up at the rehab up there, and I'm being able to independently transfer myself out of the chair and onto a bench, and so I can get myself in the lounge and different stuff like that. And when I'm doing my standing stuff in a forearm walker, I'm being able to do little squats and different stuff like that. So I'm lucky enough to still improve, and I'm very grateful for that.
Alex and Tegan, we know that for both of you, give up is not within your vernacular. So we just, well done. Congratulations again, and we make everyone aware of National Carers Week. And you can go to that website, carersweek.com.au, find out more and also find out how to donate. Alex McKinnon and Tegan Power, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Alex and Tegan there.